Welcome to North Country Commerce, a business and community program of the Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanaw, editor of the Clinton County Free Trader Today and the North Countryman, two weekly publications for Denton Publications. With me today is my guest and my boss, Dan Alexander, publisher and owner of Denton Publications. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Jeremiah. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. We've asked Dan on the show today to give a little bit of a background on Denton Publications. We hear the name in the community quite a lot, but some may not realize just what Denton is all about. Dan, how long has Denton been in existence?
Well, interestingly enough, we're in our 60th year right now and coming up on a big anniversary for me in particular. I acquired the papers on 8/8/88, August 8th in 1988, and of course, we're just about ready to go to 08/08/08, which will be kind of an interesting timetable.
Right. So. Definitely. Now, with that, how did that whole process transpire? I mean, what really got you into the news game?
Well, I was in Chamber of Commerce, worked for a while, retail business, had a lot of interesting backgrounds, kind of a jack of all trade, you might say. But a very good friend of mine who I worked with in newspapering back in Cory, Pennsylvania, got me involved in the newspaper work in the southern tier of New York State. And then in 1988, I was working for American Publishing Company and had a chance to come to the North Country for the first time. Didn't know this part of the state even existed above Albany. You know, it was at that time at least, and perhaps even now, still kind of a well-kept secret. We've got such a beautiful area up here.
It is.
But I had a chance to come up and visit with the Denton family. At that time, they had been operating for over 40 years, had gone through a really tough time over the last 10 years of their existence, had gone through a bad flood that hit Elizabethtown and the North Country back in, I believe it was 1980. Mm-hmm. And nearly took the company out of business, but they persevered through that process with the help of a lot of good people in the community who stepped up, came forward, and they were able to continue to publish through some tough times and really expanded in many ways. I think it was shortly after that they expanded up into the Plattsburgh market. So at any rate, the family was tired of long evenings, late deadlines, one paper after another to put out, and they were looking for an opportunity to step back. And so opportunity presented itself for myself and my family to come to the North Country, and it's been a decision we've never regretted. We've really enjoyed being up here.
Excellent. Very good. Now, exactly how far does Denton reach?
Well, Denton Publications is really kind of an interesting company. It's really what you asked me early on. We've got several facets to the community or to the publication. Our company essentially exists with multiple free community papers. What we do is zone these papers into specific communities, try to keep them on a targeted basis so that they deal with specific issues in specific communities so that those communities have an identity. We think that's very important, as opposed to one large regional publication. Having smaller papers gives the individual communities an opportunity to have front page news and headline news that they might not normally get. So our publications are divided up. On the New York State side of things, we have seven publications that go from the Canadian border down to the Lake George region. And as I said, they cover specific areas. And then we have a sister publication in Vermont called New Market Press, and we have three publications over there, one in Burlington, one in Middlebury, one in Rutland. And so it really gives us a grouping of 10 papers that do a nice job of covering our North Country region and the Lake Champlain region. So that's kind of the makeup of our publications. We also then have an online version. Everything that is published in our papers is also available online, and that's a rather innovative approach that we've taken to the online service. That then, we do combine everything from all the individual papers online to make it easy for folks to find.
Now, that's pretty big these days. The internet is the way to go.
We think so. You know, there's a number of publications that are still kind of struggling with the process of in-print, online. We see it as a natural progression, something that makes an awful lot of sense, and it's been a good process for us, and it's been an excellent learning process as we've gone through the process of putting up a web page and putting something more out there than just our address and phone number, which I think we started with a number of years ago when our first website launched. No one quite knew what to do with the internet.
Right.
Today we've got a pretty robust site. We've got some neat ideas for down the road to expand it even further.
That's excellent. And we'll get into that, definitely. But as for now, there's also Kidsville News. Now, that's a great publication in itself.
It is, and that's something that we're very, very proud to be a part of. Kidsville News is a publication that we introduced to the Clinton County market, I believe, a little more than a year ago. And through my association with the Workforce Investment Board, we saw it as a really important element to introducing our young children into the opportunities that are available in the North Country, different careers that are available, and in many ways, values that that are important for children to learn. And it gives the business community an opportunity to be involved with our children starting at that very young age. Kidsville News is delivered free to children K through 5. We take it right out to all the schools, and the kids have an opportunity to really have it as their own newspaper. If you were an older person, such as I am, and perhaps some of your listeners are of my age, they may remember something called the Weekly Reader that was out there a number of years ago.
Oh, yes.
You're not that old. No,
I remember Weekly Reader, though. Yes, they've had it for a while now, yeah.
The unfortunate part with so many things in our society today, costs are a consideration. And for school boards to continue the cost of some of those extracurricular things like the Weekly Reader, they've gotten cut out of most budgets. And so Kidsville News is an opportunity for us to bring a publication to the schools that give the students and the teachers an opportunity to see things from a local basis, also to see things from a national basis. There's educational information in there, exercises that they can do in school, and then most importantly, take those exercises at home and get their brothers and sisters, their parents, their grandparents to be actively involved in the educational process with the students. It's so important. Many times on the business side of things, we talk about some of the skill sets that may be missing in our youth today. And some of that relates to issues that we think we can address through Kidsville News at a very early age. Plant those seeds young and their values that will be learned and retained when young people become old folks like us.
That's right. And you've got a great helper to do that job, but some tall green fellow, right?
Big guy, yeah. In fact, I think his office is next to yours. His name is Truman.
That's right.
And Truman is our 6-foot mascot for Kidsville News. He is the friendliest dragon you ever saw. Now, in these parts, some people have mistaken him for Champy.
That's right.
He is not Champ the Lake Monster. Truman is a dragon who is extremely instrumental with Kidsville News. He does a great job of helping us put it on. He's out visiting the students at the school, rewarding them for their efforts. Truman is anti-bullying, anti-drugs, very very much pro-education and pro-literature, if you will. So he's done a great job helping us launch the Kidsville News up here in Clinton County.
That's right. We've seen him in several events. The Heart Walk last fall was one. There's the Business Expo he was at recently, too. So he gets out and about a lot.
He has. He's been pretty busy trying to get the paper put together here in Clinton County. And, in fact, he's about ready to launch the Essex County version of that, I believe, very soon. So we don't let him out of the office too much. But when he does get out, he is quite the hit. I know I was had the opportunity to join Truman Dunn in Elizabethtown not too long ago at a career day they had, and he was quite the hit. He dances pretty well, and he moves pretty well for a big 6-foot guy. Now, I bet you he goes probably 300-400 pounds, but he's a big hunk of love.
Light on his feet. There you go. Well, if you just tuned in, this is North Country Commerce, a business and community program of the Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jeremiah Papanaw, editor of the Clinton County Free Trader Today and the North Countryman, two weekly newspapers for Denton Publications. And with me today is my guest, Dan Alexander, publisher and owner of Denton Publications. So, Dan, we were going into basically what Denton's all about. Also, there's the credo that Denton has. And again, refresh us what that is.
Well, Bill Denton Sr., who launched the company back in 1948, often thought that the paper was really more than a newspaper. It was a community service. And what Bill meant by that was that there are so many facets to serving the small communities that we cover. Things that we look at as news, a student who perhaps has won some special award, excuse me, at a small school, those things don't typically make the evening news or the front pages of the daily papers. And so the type of news in that case that we cover is critically important, and it does provide a very, very valuable service to the community. A number of years ago, I used to be involved in the daily newspaper field, and at that time there was some discussion about two papers that I used to work with consolidating. And I know several members of the community came to me, and they really pointed out how critically important it was for the community to have that identity. For the name of the town to be associated with the paper meant everything. And that's something that I know was important to Bill Sr., and I've always recognized it in the time that I've been a steward of the paper, that it is important for us to have that identity and that basis in those communities.
there are so many stories that maybe they may never make it into the newspaper because it's big news to them, but may not be big news to larger media.
Exactly. It's not something that the AP is going to come down or that, one of the evening anchors from the from NBC or ABC or CBS are going to come in and cover, but it's important to the community. And there's various events. I mean, I could name hundreds of them. But again, I think people understand that it's that hometown community news that we specialize in. It's really the strength of our franchise.
It is. There's so many times I myself, when I'm out covering, or some of our other employees as well covering stories, the look on the people's faces that, you know, they're very excited to see us there. They wouldn't normally expect media coverage for some
exactly.
events, you know, a boy getting his Eagle Scout Project Award or other things such as that, a woman celebrating her 90th birthday. You know, it doesn't seem to be the top headline news, but it does mean a lot to the community.
Oh, it certainly does. I mean, and you know, you're more involved on the editorial side certainly than I, but I've gone to events to cover things before, and it's as though the whole event turns to you. I mean, they recognize that they are on stage in a sense. Mm-hmm. They value and appreciate the coverage that you can give them. Different events, it's a difference between making an event work or not, the kind of coverage that we can provide. And so, like I said, it is an important role, and it's a service that we take very seriously. We cover about 120 different communities throughout the Champlain Valley region, and as I said, it is a service that we constantly remind ourselves of, that it's a service that we're providing. It's a community service, and it's more than just us being news media covering the big event of the day.
That's true. Now, as far as other involvement, now Denton also supports many worthwhile causes as well.
Very true. We do the best we can. Certainly, we are not a Fortune 500 company,
right.
And we don't have the benefit of just going to the checkbook and writing millions of dollars of support behind a project. Mm-hmm. But our staff is very involved in a number of different projects. We get involved in community affairs wherever we can. I know you're actively involved in a number of different things yourself, and we encourage our employees to stay actively involved in community affairs because it's those communities that make our papers work. When you're offering something such as a free community paper, such as we have, the only revenue that we bring in is from advertising support. And so it's important that we have a good relationship, not only with the businesses in the community, but with our readers who may support those businesses and help them flourish and expand.
And one way you lead by example, and I'll put you on the spot here, is, you know, you're chairing this year's United Way campaign.
I'm honored to be asked. Yeah, I've been involved in the United Way campaign now for about 10 years, and the new executive director, John Bernardi, thought that it was time we had an Essex County chair. of course, the United Way up here on this portion of the area is covering both Clinton and Essex County. And so it was quite an honor, and it's a challenge. We're just getting started now. We had our initial meeting earlier this week, and we're going to have a fun time. It's going to be a bit of a tough year, though. You know, the economy's struggling out there a little bit, but the United Way does so many wonderful things for the community. It's just something that I personally and our company is very committed to support and be a part of. And you know, we've had tremendous support from our employee group, yourself included, that really helps support the United Way.
Well, I think that's definitely something I've noticed since I've been here, is there is strong support from the community, regardless of where they're from. And it seems to be an openness from people.
Absolutely. This community steps up and accepts so many challenges. And, of course, when you talk about the United Way, we'd be remiss not to mention our benefactor and good friend Mike Mannix, who passed away last year, who brought so much in the way of caring and attention to the community and the way that he would reach out. He set a wonderful example for all of us. And so we're all just trying to do the best we can to fill Mike's shoes.
And he never had a bad day.
And never did. Not Michael.
Well, and getting back for Denton, how about the website? You know, you said there's some interesting changes on the horizon.
We've been working on the website for a number of years now. And as we've learned, we've gotten experienced, and experience comes greater technical capabilities. And so we're about ready to make a new change to the website and launch a new redesign. We're still working on that, and it's coming along very nicely. We've got some folks who are technically involved and graphically involved, and then, of course, yourself from the editorial side of things. We hope to bring a host of new issues to the website, even further expanding what we're already offering, perhaps even taking a show like this and creating a podcast or a webcast that may appear weekly or perhaps even more often, where we can talk about issues that are affecting the communities we cover.
Becoming truly multimedia then.
Absolutely. It's the technology is there to do this. And so we hope to expand into that category and give our readers and what may end up being viewers even greater opportunities to expand their news coverage.
That's excellent. Now, in addition to that, currently the website already offers pretty good options for people. There's archives of the older editions. There's ways to place classified ads.
Absolutely. Folks can even place display ads. They can design their display ads. We work it through the other aspect, which I haven't touched on, and that is our commercial printing division. Mm-hmm. It's really an all-encompassing. Everything that we do as a company can essentially be accomplished through our website, which is pretty fascinating.
There is quite a many different options for things for people to choose from with Denton.
So that there is.
Well, excellent. Well, our time, I see, is almost up here, but I want to thank Dan for coming on the show today. If anybody wants to check out the website, it is www.denpubs.com. And again, thank you for listening to North Country Commerce.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.